Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to present some information regarding Brazil's efforts to implement the Convention's dispositions regarding assistance and response. The Brazilian Ministry of Health has capacities to establish, operate, and sustain a national response plan on public health emergencies. The plan allows for the fast establishment of the needed control measures with a view to preventing the dissemination of biological risks. It also prescribes the operational channel to be initiated among the relevant governmental agencies and establishes guidelines for the deployment of teams of experts and for the supply of logistical and laboratory support. Moreover, on the same topic, the Ministry offers training to professionals concerning crisis management through the National Network of Early Warning and Response to Public Health Emergencies. This network has 57 centers for strategic information and health surveillance throughout the country, and includes professionals working for subnational entities and the local governments of the 27 Brazilian states. Specific strategies were devised targeting possible specific emergencies related to dengue, chikungunya, Ebola, and other pathologies and agents. The centers are connected nationwide through IT tools in order to guarantee a harmonized response. Since last May, the Brazilian Ministry of Health has established another body for emergency management in public health. This instance was set to manage emergencies and offer prompt response in cases of outbreaks and other public health emergencies of national or international importance. This new area will serve as a focal point for dialogue with WHO and other international organizations. It will be responsible for capacity building and training in applied epidemiology and outbreak investigation, as well as promoting surveillance, prevention, and response to natural disasters and situations of chemical and biological importance. This new setting will allow us to offer cooperation to interested parties within the Latin American region along the lines of other initiatives in the field of chemical and biological defense cooperation. In the same vein, the Brazilian Institutional Security Cabinet has implemented last December a national program that encompasses government, business, and academic institutions for the prevention and mitigation of the risk of selected chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear events. The program fosters partnerships between public and private institutions that safeguard sensitive material or transported selected biological agents. The purpose is to comprehensively access the conditions of management, transportation, and storage of biological material for research in order to mitigate risks of legal uses. The expected result of the program is to improve the links between the health sector and the security, defense, and intelligence sectors involved in prevention and response to chemical or biological incidents. Mr. Chair, Brazil has also increased its diagnostic and response capabilities to biological incidents and outbreaks involving livestock, agriculture, and the natural environment. The World Organization for Animal Health has certified two federal agricultural defense laboratories, which now are reference institutions for diagnosing important animal diseases and zoonoses. Soon, we'll be ready to share with other interested parties the knowledge we have developed in this area. Having said that about our capacities on assistance, response, and preparedness at the national level, we'd like to reiterate that discussions and possible measures within the BWC intercessional program should not duplicate current efforts by other international organizations, particularly WHO, in what regards the implementation of the International Health Regulations, IHR. I thank you, Mr. Chair.